Welcome back to the future. Welcome back to 1890. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Oh, boy, a king was born. Ho-hum. Play some Offenbach. Play that alone. I like to hear some open. That's what I want to hear. Everyone knows this song. Follies Bergère, can-can music, lifting the legs high. It's from Offenbach's operetta, Orpheus in the Underworld, which was used as the music for the can-can dance. So why am I playing it? Because over the weekend, I watched with astonishment, actually a sigh of relief, that the old guard, the Sharp Tongues and the Jesse High Jacksons were basically left in the dust. They threatened a new movie. They put out a new movie. It was a sequel. The movie first played in the 60s, and it was called Scare Whitey. So they replayed Scare Whitey every few years, and they got a pretty good audience. Now, this time we were told that it would open not wide, but in 100 cities. They had a couple hundred people total across the country, and it failed miserably. And so I said, what a sad country we have that these leftover hacks have such control over the country that the president has them in the White House. I shudder at the thought of a street rat like Al Sharpton in the White House. I shudder at the idea that we have a president who can get away with this. But the answer is because the media is owned by them. It's not the government media complex. It's the media government complex. The media is Obama. They made Obama. They are Obama. And so my mind drifted to another time in history. And I started to listen to some music. So play that again, and I'll tell you where I'm going with this today. If you care to listen. If not, you can always tune in something else. But I'd like to hear this over and over again till it gets into your head as well as mine. You get it? I've always wanted to live in another time. I'm a man out of time. I'm in the wrong time and the wrong place. The wrong country, the wrong time, the wrong place. Sometimes I think that. I'm a man displaced. A man out of place and time. Okay, you get the picture where I'm going today? Loud, loud, loud. See the girls dancing, holding their ankles in the air? It was considered vulgar in its time. You know, today it's pure as a new baby. And it was basically the porn of its time, the can-can dance. The police banned it. I envision myself as a sort of Toulouse-Lautrec, sitting in the back of the theater, drinking a glass of coffee or wine. I don't know, whatever. I don't even like wine. But I imagine if I lived then, I would have liked, turn off the music. I would have liked the wine, and I'd be dressed well, and I'd go to the theater every night and watch the dancing and just pick up the energy of the crowd, right? And here I am living in this horrible time in America, where the lowest form of human life, the lowest forms of human life are now elevated by this illegitimate media to some status that no one even understands why. They're trying to bring about, what, a communist revolution so we can all fight over a salami, a single salami with a line around the block? You want to go to the butcher store and see a single salami hanging in the window? Well, go to Detroit. There isn't even a salami hanging in the window. There's no window and no salami. But that's where Obama wants to lead us, to a nation that looks like Detroit, burnt out. Burnt out through liberalism, through insanity. And look who he has in the White House advising him. And so I go to this time, and I was going to ask my audience, where would you like to live? My favorite time in human history, I would think, would be France between the wars, after the great stock collapse of the 1870s, before World War II, gas lamps. And I'm asking you to join me in this madness instead of talking Dem Repub. And I'm going to tell you why the Sharpton Obama movie Scare Whitey failed over the weekend in a minute. And then I'm going to explain how we've gone from Uncle Tom to Uncle Malcolm in one generation. You see, well, it's up on michaelsavage.com, and it's not meant to shock you. It's actually just an intellectual analysis of what happened. And I'll read it to you. Tonight, Savage coins the phrase Uncle Malcolm, says we've gone from Uncle Tom to Uncle Malcolm in one generation. In explaining why the Obama-Sharpton rallies were a gigantic failure, Savage said, it's because this new generation of young blacks despise the old men who make their livelihood stirring up racial hatred. They see them as stuck in the 60s. They want to get ahead in America and want nothing to do with the High Jacksons and race hustlers. Savage believes we've gone from these left-wing activists who've conned their way into the machine by declaring all blacks that don't follow their radicalism are Uncle Toms to today, where the very same race hustlers are seen by the young blacks as nothing more than Uncle Malcolms. Tell me what you think of that. And then we'll go on to the royal baby. I'm giving you three or four topics at once in order to take you out of your brain dead status. America seems to be at a point of no return. I've never seen such apathy in my entire life. Is everyone drugged? Is there anyone out there not on medication of some kind? Will you please belch? Will someone in the audience please show a sign of life? I've never seen anything like this. Wherever you turn, the only people seem to be alive are the radical Muslims and the radical activists. They have an animus in them that is driven by a hatred. Their hatred drives them. They're driven only by hatred. And the rest of the country is asleep at the switch. The check pants Republicans have won. They've put the entire white race to sleep. And sleep they do, dozing off. Dozing off as their nation is gobbled up right under their feet, the nation they inherited from their fathers and grandfathers and their ancestors, gobbled up under their feet because they're not willing to stand up and even state why it's worth keeping. Instead, they let the left wing drivel on, drone on and on with their drivel, coming out of the illegitimate academia of today, putting down the greatest country on earth. And so I say, where would you like to live it and what time? And it leads me back to the hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, we have a royal baby, oh ho hum. To me, it's just another baby. I wish it well, as I wish all babies well. You see, I wish all babies live happily ever after. Why is this baby different than all other babies? Why in the world is there still a queen and king in England in the year 2013? It's not 1513. It's not 1713. How in the world can this monarchy go on with any degree of reality? How in the world do the English put up with this? Why is Buckingham Palace not turned into a housing project, for example, for all of the Muslims who are suffering in regions of Londonistan? I mean, after all, the prince is very sensitive to the Muslims of England, and he says that they're oppressed and they're an oppressed minority who have grievances. And therefore, I think he should turn Buckingham Palace into a housing complex for asylees, for, let's say, from the Middle East. Let him bring in 10,000 asylees who can bring their brand of democracy to England. Why, do you agree with me that the monarchy is passe and it's time for them to move on? Where did they get all that property from? You know, we have inheritance taxes in America that approach criminal levels, as you well know. You work all your life, you build a business, you build a farm, and you want to turn it over to your children. Well, the communist government in America takes 50% of your lifetime savings, which you've already paid taxes on, incidentally. Listen to what I just said to you. Those of you who don't even understand what I'm talking about. Let's say you build a business worth $1 million, and you want to give it to your children. This is after-tax money. It's net value of $1 million after you've paid taxes all your life. The criminal government that sends the president to Africa on a $100 million junket, and now he's on the way to Martha's Vineyard to drink some gin with his friends. On the way to Martha's Vineyard, they take that $1 million and they tell you you owe them $500,000 if you give your children the $1 million. If that's not communism, I'd like to know what is. I suppose communism would be give us the $1 million and then you'll give us the salami that's left in the bottom of the refrigerator. Is that coming tomorrow? But in England, they don't have such a thing. At least the royal family doesn't have an inheritance tax. And I ask very rationally. I mean, I love the royal family. They're wonderful people, I suppose. They're different than you and I. They have all the trappings of royalty, which is a takeoff, as you well know, on a very famous writer from the 1930s who said the rich are different than you and I. They have money. I would say the royals are different from you and I. They have royalty. That's about it. But the thing is, why don't they pay an inheritance tax? If they paid an inheritance tax on their inherited wealth from one generation to the next, one of them might have to go to work one of these days. Instead of the goofball, Prince Charles with the ears, spent his whole life talking about green and this and green things and painting. He did nothing with his life. The man has never made a pair of shoes. The man has never planted a head of corn. The man's given nothing to the world. Dresses nicely, nice suits. But what do they do? Why are they entitled to this? Listen to the word, entitled. Well, anyway, that's just one question. Do you think it's time for the monarchy to, honest to God, I'm serious about this. First of all, how do you think, what do you think of my phrase, Uncle Malcolm, that we've gone from Uncle Tom to Uncle Malcolm in one generation? And I believe that young black men in particular are so fed up with these con men that they're going to jump on this. They're going to call them Uncle Malcolms behind their back because they're all aping Malcolm X. They're using the energy of the revolutionary Malcolm X to cash in and make fortunes, which they've done. They've given not a dime to anybody else, as far as I can tell. That's A. Now we'll go to B. Why did the Sharpton Obama movie called Scare Whitey fail in 100 cities this weekend? I can tell you why. Because it was all invented by the media. Now let's go on to the next question. Should the monarchy be dissolved? Now let's go on to the next question. The phone number is 855-407-282. I told you Monday would be good. And I'll be right back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hate is a very strong word, but I hated every second of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores. I hate them. You know what I'm talking about. Help that was no help, long delivery time, shoddy products. Look, thankfully I discovered Blinds.com. What a breath of fresh air. Their service is nothing short of spectacular, believe me, and their prices are lower than those big chain home improvement stores, lower. As for ordering, super easy with free online how-to videos and free expert design advice. You can transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, drapes in 20 minutes by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. And if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Hurry and save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000. You heard me. So go to Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Write it down. Blinds.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Here's a bit of traffic. Westbound 80 at Cherry Glen. Earlier crash. All lanes open now. Traffic recovering out of Vacaville. Southbound 280 Bunker Hill on the peninsula have a crash. Looks like the right lane blocked there. East Bay, eastbound 84. Northbound 880 getting reports of an accident. Slow northbound 684. Stone Valley Road in Alamo. A stalled car there. Third lane from the left is blocked. Still sluggish in and out of San Francisco. Giants game tonight. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Your favorite station now plays around the world. Listen wherever you go with iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station plus over 1,500 stations with the latest music, news, sports, and more. Download the free app at iHeartRadio.com.
If you've suffered a stroke, brain injury, or had brain surgery, and you still have balance and coordination deficits, walking problems, and can't use your arm or leg, Neurological Rehab Center can help. Their innovative treatment can dramatically improve your mobility. There is hope you can improve your recovery. Give them a call to schedule a free consultation. See if they can help you. 916-630-8916. That's 916-630-8916. Neurological Rehab Center.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. The Environmental Protection Agency? No.
Mark Levin.
It's the Private Sector Destruction Agency.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Shop in Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-945-9328. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-945-9328.
Today, I go into fantasy land. Over the weekend, I wrote a children's story. You don't know this. I was once a children's writer. I wrote under a pseudonym, which I will never tell you, but you may have even read some of the stories. And I have a whole series. I may start writing fables like a Hans Christian Savage under another name because I can't take this world anymore. I actually can't take it. I'm in such psychic pain, and I refuse to take medication. I refuse to turn myself over to the government medical complex. You see, most of you don't understand that when you go to a doctor, you're turning yourself over to the government medical complex, and they're doping you up. Oh, yes, they call it a medicine. They call it a prescription medicine. They're putting you on a government drug so that you can become just another sheeple. I find that no matter how down I go, I'll come bouncing back if I just run with it, and I create out of it. I've always created out of my downs, and I'm down because of Obama. I'm down because of the fact that we have a single-party system, a one-party system like in most dictatorships, and we have no media whatsoever as an opposition. It's very despairing. I wouldn't say depressing. Despairing is a better word, because depression is a clinical term and it's overused. I would say despairing is a better term, and it's hopeful. Despairing is a far better term for you to use. In fact, it may help you heal yourself if you say, "I'm despairing over Obama and what he's doing to this country." Because then when you say, "I'm despairing," immediately you understand that there's a road back from that. Whereas depression is a permanent state of mind that can only be treated by the government medical establishment. But anyway, I don't want to go into that right now. So I go into fantasy, and I create children's stories, or I write songs. And over the weekend, I wrote a children's story, which I'm not going to read on the air. I'm going to save it and publish it as an e-book at a very low price because I like children to read it. It's so beautiful. It'll be a few bucks on my website. I'm not looking to, you know, become a rich man over a children's story. I just want to put out some good vibes. But then I think about, well, you know, where would I really like to be living? What am I complaining about? I mean, I have plenty of food. I have enough money. You know, I don't need the money. I don't need the food. Thank God I'm still healthy. I don't take any prescription drugs. I got my complaints. But where would I really, in my mind, imaginary, where would I live? I said, okay, I told you. It's the can-can time. You know, the Toulouse-Lautrec scene. I don't want to drink absinthe, but I've always loved the art of that period. I've always been attracted to the... Perhaps it's because I grew up cleaning the bronzes from that period. Yeah, I mean, that may be it, actually. Maybe I was fixated by the French artwork of that time. It could be. Maybe that's where I was formed, in the basement on Ludlow Street. Wherever I go, if I run into someone and I'm talking, you know what they say to me? Like an older guy comes up to me, "Oh, you're Michael Savage, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, how you doing?" They say, "Dead man's pants." They love that story. They remember that story more than any. For some reason, men who've worked and built something in their life, they love dead man's pants. Isn't that interesting? But I don't want to live in dead man's pants. I don't want to be put into dead man's pants by Obama, who would like to take away everyone's pants and put you all in used clothing, as far as I'm concerned, so he can fly around with his cronies on Air Force 1, 2, 3 through infinity. It's sickening. So I go back in my mind to the French period, 1880, 1890, you know, before World War One. It was a relatively beautiful period of in France. And I imagined myself in Montmartre. God forbid I don't want to be there now. God, I mean, if I want to go to Montmartre, I go to North Beach in San Francisco and see the strippers and the barkers in the doorway. I mean, God bless them all. They don't bother me. But what's in Montmartre that I can't get here in San Francisco? Nothing, which is why I live here. If I want to go to Paris, I go to San Francisco. If I want to go to Italy, I go to North Beach, San Francisco. If I want to go to China, I go to Chinatown in San Francisco. If I want to go to Japan, I go have Japanese food in Japantown in San Francisco. If I want to go to Korea, I go to Koreatown. What do I need to go anywhere anymore? So I go where I want to go in my own mind. And I say to myself, does anyone do this anymore? Does anyone drift off sometimes and imagine living in another time as another person? And then there's another big political question. The Scare Whitey rally over the weekend, remember? Ooh, they're going to be in 100 cities. Ooh, burn, baby, burn. Bring it all down, man. There were 12 people here and 30 people there. 150 people there and 300 there. Ooh. Remember, there was a famous conservative on the radio who had 800,000 people in Washington, D.C. The media tried to make it into 15,000 people. So don't tell me that the people are following these clowns. No one believes a word they say. They're hyped by the idiots in the media. The fact of the matter is America is extremely conservative and extremely conservative. And God knows if there ever was an election today, a legitimate one, not counted in Spain by socialist computers, there would be a sweep of conservatives if there were any. Unfortunately, there aren't any running.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. Starting with traffic, starting with the Golden Gate Bridge. Northbound police activity, middle of the bridge. It's got the right lane blocked. Traffic is backed up onto Doyle Drive. Northbound 101, slow through San Francisco as well from 280 to the lower deck. Have a Giants game starting in about 40 minutes, so it's a bit sluggish on the upper deck into San Francisco as well. Eastbound 24, also slow from 580 as you head towards the Caldecott Tunnel. Have a car fire in the South Bay. Northbound 680 at McKee Road should be off to the right shoulder. And a stall in Pittsburgh. Eastbound 4 at Willow Pass. Looks like it is affecting the off-ramp there. And Fremont, eastbound 84 at northbound 880. Crash. I'm Dave Falk, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Beach Blanket Babylon, the world's longest-running musical review, is high-energy pop culture satire and the perfect night out. The SF Chronicle gives Beach Blanket Babylon its highest rating as the real San Francisco treat. For tickets, go to beachblanketbabylon.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Sequester, the fiscal cliff, remember those? The economic policies are what they are, folks. The big question is, how will these policies affect you and me going forward? I'm Brian Sussman. Bottom line, 2013 is going to cost us all money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments are you making to your portfolio? What's your game plan? One guy who could help is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor, 15 offices in the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy. He's been in the biz for over 30 years and has a reputation for doing what's best for you. Call them anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation at an office in your area. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events.
You wouldn't let your child set off fireworks outside, but when's the last time you thought about fire safety inside? As a parent, you want to provide the safest environment for your children. Kidde's new worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms will help eliminate your home safety concerns. The sealed-in lithium battery offers protection for 10 years. Never hear a low battery chirp again. Plus, each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Katie Green, and if you're one of the one-third of Californians who recently bought a home with cash, my good friends at O'Donnell Financial want to congratulate you, and they also want to let you know that if you do plan to place a mortgage on your home or investment, there is a time limit to do so and still be able to deduct the mortgage interest. This could save you tens of thousands of dollars during the time you own your home. Just another reason it pays to have a company with financial expertise in your corner. Call my good friend Greg O'Donnell today at 866-496-2300 and tell him you just purchased some property with cash and want to preserve that mortgage interest deduction and still get that fixed rate of 3.0%. For over 25 years, O'Donnell Financial Group has been helping people just like you. So give them a call today at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. You can discover what real advice is. That's 866-496-2300 or online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll check your pulse on a ticked off Tuesday. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
I wish him well, Greg. Wonderful. Another person is born. Another person is born. What do they think we are, serfs? I don't give a damn. How's that? I don't give a damn about a king. I mean, the whole country was built. This entire nation was built to oppose aristocracy. And take a look at what this country is becoming. Well, you think a degenerate movie star is an aristocrat. You hear this? A degenerate movie star is considered royalty in this country. A fake man and a fake woman together on a red carpet. That's held up as royalty. A wife who's a beard for the actor. And the husband's a beard for the wife. They're royalty in America. Like the whole world is upside down. It's a madhouse. The whole thing's a madhouse. In New York, seen one of the largest rallies from the hustlers over the weekend. There were only a couple of thousand so-called protesters. In Los Angeles, The Scare Whitey rally only got 500 people. In Chicago, only about 500 people converged. In Oakland, a crowd of 150 radicals demonstrated. In San Francisco, only 100 of them came out in front of the federal building. Where were the 100 cities in the Scare Whitey rally? What happened? It's very straightforward to me. The young blacks who are educated and want to get ahead in society look upon these relics as what they are, just relics. Relics of the 60s that can't let it go. They're sick of the H-Rap Brown rhetoric. They don't believe a word of it. They know that if they work hard, they can get ahead in this country, and they want nothing to do with these silk-suited con men, in plain English. That's what I see. That's one man's opinion. And that's it. Now let's take some callers on the monarchy. The monarchy. Royal baby. Hey, royal baby. I personally wish the Queen well. I wish the entire royal family well. I only wish Prince Charles would take an honest job before he's too old to even try to work anymore. He's done nothing in his entire life. How could a man be born, do nothing his entire life, and be looked upon as somebody to be admired. How is that possible? Have they no work ethic? The royal family, like parasites sitting on a throne. You have to understand something. As I said to you, well, I don't know if you know this. I mean, if you know Dead Man's Pants, I grew up, you know, whatever. My father was an immigrant from Russia. And he steeped me in anti-royalist philosophy because he hated the Romanovs were monsters. Of course, the communists that followed were no better. That's the problem. But nevertheless, the royal family of Russia were monsters. They treated everyone the way Obama would like to treat you, like serfs. You know, let them eat cake. So he taught me about the dangers of inherited wealth. He used to mock Prince Charles for having big ears. He said that's a product of inbreeding. That's where I first learned genetics, was from my father, who taught me what inbreeding produces. And he said, take a look at this moron. You'll see he'll amount to nothing in his life. You could see by the ears he'll amount to nothing. I was raised by a realpolitik father who saw the world as it was with no rose-colored glasses. So I have to tell you, I have a bias, and I believe that it's shameful for a royal family to live that way in a world of today while lecturing us about equity and green this and green energy. It's such a garbage. They should give away their property. I'm not really serious when I say turn Buckingham Palace into a Muslim housing project, although maybe they would consider it since they have an orientation in that direction. At least the prince seems to have a weakness for Mecca. Perhaps he could turn Buckingham Palace into a welcoming station for the asylees. But they don't have to do that. They could just pay their fair share and, you know, spread the wealth around. They inherited it all. Did they actually build the wealth? How do you feel about the royal baby being born? Do you really give a damn? Okay, let's go to the callers. Here's the first one of the hour. Jim on WABC in New York. Fire away.
Hey, Michael. Well, I love all these questions, and I really could go on about all of them. But the one about the royals, I think it's really the wrong question. It's not about the royals in the UK. I think it's about the self-appointed aristocracy in the United States. And by
okay,
that,
right. We have the equivalent of a monarchy that's arisen in America where we treat the president as though he is a royal figure, as though Obama is a monarch on a golden chair. You hear this?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? When did the president become a monarch?
Well, when he appointed himself to be the monarch, I guess.
Well, when the media government complex made him into the monarch. But he's not the first one who has been accused of an imperial presidency. It started with Nixon. That's when the left had control of everything, and they said, oh, Nixon, evil Nixon, the imperial presidency. What, it suddenly stopped when LBJ became president? There was no imperial presidency then, and there's no imperial presidency now? But, you know, it goes beyond the presidency in terms of this monarchy. The monarchy comes out of Hollywood, wouldn't you say?
I didn't mean to limit it to the presidency at all. I include the legislature and the judicial branch in that.
That's true. Okay, even the Supreme Court, they walk around like they're gods. Who took these nine people and turned them into God? They're nine lawyers in a black robe. Why should they determine how we the people live? Their job was never to dictate to us how we live. If the people vote and they say we want something and some idiot brings up a lawsuit and says overturn it, what, nine schmucks who are lawyers get to tell us what the people should believe?
Nowhere.
So that's a monarchy. That's the equivalent of a monarchy. I understand that. In that sense, we really have gone full circle. We're now living under a monarchy in America. I agree with you. We are living in a limited monarchy. That is true. WABC, Chris, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I needed a good laugh tonight, and I got it when you were when you played that announcement. All I could about the royal baby, all I can think about is Monty Python.
It's laughable. It seems like it's laughable. It's a parody of itself.
It's just a joke. But if you can indulge me, one quick point on the Sharpton and all this. My only comment about that is it's easier to blame than to take responsibility. The problems in the black community are systemic, from the breakdown of the family to the false leadership to the killing of the black men by black on black crime. And they blame instead of take responsibility. That's the real problem.
Well, take a look at Detroit. because that's what America will become like unless we throw the Democrats out. We don't have to look too far ahead to understand that Detroit is the model for America that Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Nancy Pelosi in particular would like to enact here in America.
Right.
And by the way, if you want to go a step further, it's a great article from the Daily Telegraph by Daniel Hannan. Statism is turning America into Detroit. Ayn Rand's Starnesville has come to life. And it says in Detroit, take a look at it. What isn't dumped is stolen. Factories and homes have largely been stripped of anything of value. So now thieves target cars' catalytic converters. Illiteracy in Detroit runs at around 47%. Half the adults in some areas are unemployed. In many neighborhoods, the only sign of activity is a slow trudge to the liquor store. Now have a look at the uncannily prophetic description of Starnesville, a Midwestern town in Ayn Rand's dystopia novel Atlas Shrugged. Starnesville had been home to the great 20th Century Motor Company, but declined as a result of socialism. A few houses still stood within the skeleton of what had once been an industrial town. Everything that could move had moved away, but some human beings had remained. The empty structures were vertical rubble. They had been eaten not by time but by men. Boards torn out at random, missing patches of roofs, holes left in gutted cellars. It looked as if blind hands had seized whatever fitted the need of the moment, with no concept of remaining in existence the next morning. Beyond the town on a distant hill stood the factory of the 20th Century Motor Company. Its walls, roof lines, and smokestacks looked trim, impregnable, like a fortress. It would have seemed intact but for a silver water tank. The water tank was tipped sideways. They saw no trace of a road to the factory in the tangled miles of trees and hillsides. They drove to the door of the first house. The door was open. An old woman came shuffling. You get the picture. It's very good writing. In real-life Starnesville, like the fictional one, decayed slowly, then collapsed quickly. But here's the really extraordinary thing, he writes. When Ayn Rand published those words in 1957, Detroit was on most measures the city with the highest per capita GDP in the United States. What happened? What happened was liberalism. What happened was debt. What happened was handouts. What happened was the death of capitalism. Detroit could all too easily be a forerunner for the rest of the United States. And that's why the president, he writes, would rather talk about Trayvon Martin. If you want to see Obamanomics taken to its conclusion, look at Starnesville, look at Detroit, and tremble. That is the model that Nancy Pelosi and Obama have for America. 855-400-7282. Let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. Here's a defender of the Royals. Adam on line two from Connecticut. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage. I'm not fully defending them, but a lot of the Royals, especially Charles and his two sons, served in combat, especially...
Wait, hold it. Charles never served in combat.
Wasn't he in Falkland Islands?
I think he was having high tea somewhere at the time, but I believe one of his sons was a helicopter pilot. I don't keep up with them. I'm really not a royal watcher with prince this, prince that. To me, they're just people.
They both went.
You know, I don't know. One of them served in as a helicopter pilot. God bless him. But no, Prince Charles, the point is not about them as individuals. It's about the institution of the royal highness thing. How in this day and age can they still go on like that? Is it not time to dissolve the monarchy and turn it into a modern nation? Why do they hold on to that? That's all a hang-up job, direct from England, a little hanger. Yeah. Are there any Britishers in the audience who agree with me, or is there a reason you like the royal thing? I mean, what is that all about? Maybe I don't appreciate it as an American who grew up as an anti-monarchist, in the sense that who believe what, a man dictates your life? Never heard of freedom? Well, there is no First Amendment in England, as I found out, and I'm not even English. And my show isn't even received there. This was the irony. My radio show is strictly in America. And yet I woke up one morning in 2009 and read on the Drudge Report that radio talk shows Michael Savage is banned in Britain for things he allegedly said. I was stunned because my show isn't even heard in England. How could I be banned? I'm that threatening to the structure, to the social order in England, even though my show isn't heard there and I hadn't been there for 10 years? my God, I must be more powerful than I thought I was, I said to myself. But the fact is, it's not a laughing matter when they have a kind of creeping fascism in England where they ban people for saying this and they ban people for saying that, and yet they invite radical Muslims in who call for the overthrow of the government and the death of the Queen. How does that figure? Can anyone figure that out for me? 855-400-7282. I'll take your calls when I come back right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government. And for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. His skin was always yellow because it oozed so horribly. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the probiotic. Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Is about traffic. San Jose southbound 101 Tully Road. Crash. Injuries involved. Right lane is blocked. Traffic starting to back up towards Story Road. San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge. Still have police activity. Northbound direction. Right lane blocked. About middle of this bridge. That has traffic backed up down Doyle Drive and on all the approaches. Northbound 101 still slow. Approaching the lower deck from about 280 onto the bridge. And northbound 280 slow from 380 as you head into Daly City. I'm Dave Fowkes. Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
La, 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 la. After a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets?
Great work, Jack!
He gets his clients singing his praises! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
Sweet Chew. TheShack.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance hotline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, now you can get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-809-7991. That's 1-800-809-7991. When you call, you will get free information. Free information on health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of financial distress in our country today. But if you call the special toll-free hotline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtain health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this health insurance hotline today for free information. Don't delay. Call the health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-809-7991. That's 1-800-809-7991 today.
Conservative, not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Blue Monday, how I hate Blue Monday. Got to work, lag or sleep all day. Here come Tuesday.
So I guess the media now will start covering the royal birth and cover up the crimes and misdemeanors of the royal family in the White House. There are many. Most people know who work for a living, and they're pissed off, really pissed off. But how much is the royal family worth? How much are the crown jewels worth? And what's the annual cost of running the royal family? How much does it cost to run the royal family? Do they pay for them? If you did an analysis, let's say you're in a classroom in college, and the teacher said, what does the royal family of England and welfare recipients in Detroit, what do they have in common? Say, well, they both have free housing. They both get free medical. They get free dental, although in England, I would say they would probably be better off going to New York for Dr. Faberstein's work than they get free medical, free dental, free legal. They get a free government phone. They get free transportation. So you have to think about it. The royal family today is worth about has similar ethics of welfare recipients. They don't work. They don't produce anything. And the public takes care of them. And so I ask you, now the Queen is a very trustworthy woman. Everyone loves her. She's above politics. She's in her 90s and people, I don't know, people still love her. Don't get me wrong. I'm not angry at them. I don't dislike them. I don't even know them. I mean, truthfully, we never had dinner. They never had me over for dinner. I haven't committed sufficient crimes or made sufficient money to be invited into the royal palace. But the thing is, how much is she worth? It says last year, the Crown Estate, which manages the Queen's property portfolio, announced a record annual profit of £230 million. What? What do you mean a profit? Queen's property? Oh, she's like a slumlord? She's like some of our senators she has property which earns money, so she's like a slumlord. The monarch receives a fixed payment while the rest goes to the treasury. But this did not stop the Chancellor George Osborne from introducing last month his sovereign grant bill, which will when was this written? July 11th. Oh, it's a little out of date. But you get the overall picture. We don't have to be precise about this. The total spending in the royal household has now fallen to £32 million, an annual saving of £1.8 million, made by deferring certain maintenance costs on royal property. So the maintenance costs, the royal spending is $32 million a year. The whole family, all of them put together, is only $50 million a year? I don't believe that. That's bull. That's bull crap. The total spending of the royal household has now fallen to £32 million annually. That's rubbish, because they're not talking about the fixed assets that they get to use, like Obama. Obama makes $200,000 or $400,000 a year. Oh, that's all it costs us, right? And how much does the security cost us? How much does the airplane cost us, the car? The car alone. I mean, the cars that he had to fly to Africa. How much did the aircraft carrier cost to take to Africa for the Royal Highness, who's now in wherever? So how do you feel about that? I believe that not only should they cut costs, I think they should sell off their property and put it back into the treasury. Where did they get their property from? Where did it come from? They didn't. Did they buy? Did they invest in something? They weren't born and wearing a dead man's pants. They didn't inherit their grandfather's pants and be told, look, son, there's nothing for you. You have to go out and make it on your own. Whatever you do in your life, you're going to have to start pumping gas and go to night school. Charles, you know, you may have the name Prince, but you're not worth a dime. Go out and make a buck. What would he do? How would they make a living, these people? Again, I it's like they're wonderful people. They're all, no one has a negative thing to say about them except the Irish. But that's not what I'm saying. It's not about them. It's about the institution of the monarchy. How in this day and age can we have a monarchy in England? And how in this day and age can we have race hustlers of the type that try to pull off a new movie called Scare Whitey over the weekend, which flopped at the box office? I mean, think about it. They ran the Scare Whitey movie. Now, it was the sequel. The original one attracted a lot of it, made a lot of money. The original Scare Whitey movie made a fortune. Then they were able to run it right through the 60s, you know, one sequel after another. In the great day of the Scare Whitey franchise, it made a lot of money. And now they tried it again, one more time, give it one more shot, see if we can pump it one more time. They didn't get that many people come out for it. No one bought it. No one went to the rallies except, you know, the diehard rent-a-mobs. That was it. So why should we believe a word in America of the government media complex? And that's the end of that. Why didn't they show up is the real issue. Tom on WABC in New York, you've got 40 seconds to tell us why there were no great crowds for the Scare Whitey rallies over the weekend.
No, there was no great crowds because nobody cares anymore. They're just trying to work their way up to the middle class. They're people who are working. They're not going to go out there and waste their time with that.
Right. So as I say, they look upon these fossils, like Sharpton and Jackson, as fossils. And the only people who take them serious are the illegitimate elements of the media. Not all elements of the media are illegitimate, but I would tell you that owing to the pressures upon the newspaper, well, you get the picture. They were forced to hire morons. You get the picture.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, flag or sleeve all deep. Here come Tuesday, oh, Tuesday.
2013, and some ossified old cretin in England comes out and says a king was born today in some Dickensian costume. It's unbelievable to me that this goes on. But then I'm an American. I'm not a Britisher. And I'm not one of those who give Obama money to get an ambassadorship. I don't want to be an ambassador. I have no desire to ever go to England again. They don't want me. I'll just buy their cars, the ones that hardly run. You know, they're very beautiful. I have to tell you, they're made to sit in a car museum. But you have to ask yourself, who cares about the royal child? Do you care? I mean, I could see the doughy women in England with the flowers already lining up. You know, the ones who come and cry at every time there's a sort of mock tragedy with the balloons and the flowers. They're already outside the gates. What does it mean to them? Why? Some would call them parasites. Some would call the royal family parasites. I know that that's a harsh term, but what do they do for the world? They inherited their money. They do nothing with the money. They come out in nice outfits. The jerk runs around and paints pictures on the heath somewhere, Prince Schmendrick. And that's it. Why do I care about it? I wish the baby luck. I hope it's successful. It should only have a wonderful life without any disease or pain or suffering. But I don't care about the royal baby. And I don't like the whole idea of aristocracy. I don't like it because it reminds me of everything wrong with America. Everything that is wrong with America is based upon the fact that we've lost our democracy a long time ago. That we know. It's a shell of itself. American democracy is a shell of its former self. It's a sham altogether. This is one, you know, one-party system with two-card Monty. That's all. There's no pee under the nut. They shuffle the shell around, and there's no nut under it, by and large. But God forbid, incidentally, that I should bring this up. I mean, they're going to call me what I'm. They're going to say I'm a communist for saying it's time to end the monarchy. I am not a communist, but I'm not a monarchist. Must I be one thing or the other? In order to say that the monarchy is antiquated, it's time to move on, and they should dump their property and disperse the money back to the public, into the treasury, and lead a normal life in a normal, you know, mansion house somewhere with some security, and end it already, and make the children go to work. Because inheritance taxes in America, for example, prevent an aristocracy, of a dollar aristocracy, from arising. The only aristocracies are the corrupt ones, like, you know, where there's no taxes paid. They have, you know, there's a, get that picture. So why do I care about that? I'd rather talk about the average salary of an airline stewardess. Or where would you like to live in what period of time? Because that's why I was playing Offenbach, the music, the royal music, the music from Offenbach's can-can music. I was thinking of getting in a theatrical review into that. I'm so bored in the Bay Area right now. There is no art. There's no entertainment. The museums are static. They're boring. There's not been a new piece brought into the museum since they brought in some Yenta's underwear. I never saw anything like museums like here. I mean, I'm a museum lover. I have, but I can't go in there anymore. About 4 years ago, I went in. They had dresses from some old Yenta who died. I don't know how this goes on. Then, 2 years later, then they put in a big exhibit next to Matisse and Cezanne, some woman's shoes, her shoe collection. This gives you an idea of what happens in a city like San Francisco, which is a terrible, terribly provincial city, filled with these doltish people. And they act as though they're royalty. Again, very much like the queen, the prince, the this, the that, inherited money, never worked a day in their lives. And they go on to museum boards, and their idea is to put their girlfriend's shoes in a glass case. I went in there about 4 years ago. I was, you know, just awestruck. So there was a guard in there, happened to be a black guy, and he whispered, he said, "Oh, my God, you're right." He didn't know who I was, of course. So I'm only a radio guy, so no one knows me except you who listen. I'm only known by my voice and my dog. And I said, "Are they crazy putting a woman's shoes in a showcase in the De Young Museum in San Francisco?" He said, "I agree with you. It's crazy, but don't say anything. I'll lose my job." But this is what happens with degeneracy. It's intellectual degeneracy that leads to such a thing, that they could put shoes in a museum showcase in San Francisco. But that is an example of a pseudo-aristocracy. The children are all basically, I hate to say it because it sounds rather cruel, most of the sons of these families have amounted to nothing. They either became drug addicts or complete failures in their life. They never achieved a thing because they were never driven to. Mommy gave them everything from day one. And in that sense, my father was right. And he would scream at my mother, "Don't give him, you'll spoil him." Oh, I hated my father for that as she was feeding me. You know, "You got it pretty good here. You eat pretty good with the knife and fork." Every bite I took, he made me feel guilty in the house. I mean, that's a little extreme, to be honest with you. I'm a driven man, maybe, as a result. But he made me understand that the food came from somewhere, and it didn't grow on trees. He had to earn the money. He went to work, poor guy. He came home white-faced every night after a day's work in his store. He wanted me to understand that there was a time in his life when there wasn't much food in the old country. So I guess, as the son of an immigrant, I have a different viewpoint than most Americans. You'll have to forgive me my biases. Along with these biases are a distaste for aristocracy and the royal family's excesses, which really translates to why I detest Obama. It's not so much that he's a communist, which he is. He's a naked Leninist, as I've written many times. Make no mistake about it. He's not a Marxist. He's a Leninist. But you'll have to study what the difference is. It's not that important. He's a Leninist who really doesn't believe a word that he says. He's used it like a shuck and jive. Like the two clowns this weekend who put on a rally, the Scare Whitey rally that didn't come off. Obama's gotten everywhere with the game. The game is, it's about Obama and Michelle to get ahead. It's not about anything else. But they use the rhetoric of the radical left to get where they are, which is why the left doesn't like them very much. They understand that. So here we are in the year 2013, talking amongst ourselves, the little people, while the king and queen of America are either there already in Martha's Vineyard. I don't know if they've already had a nightcap in Vineyard. Have they arrived in Vineyard yet with their poor friends? The poor people of Martha's Vineyard are welcoming the monarchs who have just arrived. And here we are, we're sitting talking amongst ourselves, where we've gone from Uncle Tom to Uncle Malcolm in one generation. And the Can-Can music, Offenbach, was my favorite time in human history was that time in France. In my mind, I was never there, personally there. I imagine myself there. Sometimes I drift off. And I've asked you, when and where would you like to live, in what time, in what period, in what epoch? Also, should the royal, should the monarchy be dissolved? I think these are good questions. What else is in the news? A trot pass. Now they're going to have, see, this is sickening because now the media has an excuse to cover up Obama's crimes and misdemeanors for at least 2 weeks. 2 weeks, the royal nausea will vomit the royal nausea upon all of us. It's disgusting. I can't take it. I know what's coming. 2 weeks of royal nausea. We're going to see pictures of this one and pictures of that one. And here comes this one. Here comes that. Like, I give a damn. It's just awful. The Queen's press secretary, Alisa Anderson, with Badar Azim, a footman. You see, they're trying to be affirmative action like over there in England. They have a Muslim footman in England. Places an official document to announce the birth of a baby boy at 4:24 p.m. to the William, to the William and Kate. Look who writes for the Chronicle. To the William and Kate. They mean William and Kate. They didn't learn to take out the. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge at St. Mary's Hospital, blah, 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 in London. The child is now third in line to the British throne. That matters to you? Who cares about the British throne? This country was founded as an anti-monarchy, not to have a king tell us what to do in plain English. But all right, that's a waste of time to talk about it. You want to talk about any of this stuff, or you want me to go on to something else? I can read you children's stories. I can talk about dead man's pants. I could tell you about a party I went to over the weekend for a 94-year-old woman. Remember the woman I told you about at my party last year who recited Shakespeare verbatim at age 93? It was her 94th party, so I went. Because I like elderly people who have still got it together. And the horrible thing is that she ate lots of sugar. She ate all the meat. She was on no special diet. She's 94. Never took a vitamin in her life. Now, I love that kind of story. Because you say, well, it means that nothing that you've ever written means anything. No, the opposite is true. Because I came to this conclusion. I figured this out in 1991 in one of my first nutrition books. Because it does puzzle you. The guy who says, oh, my grandfather smoked and he drank and he lived to 93. So yeah, that's perplexing. So I studied that in great detail and I came up with an answer as to why that is. And they are called nutritional rogues. People who can basically abuse themselves. And they'll live a very long life anyway. But the rest of us are not nutritional rogues. We have much poorer protoplasm, as was said once in the history of my life. We have PPM. PPP. I can't use the first word, but the first word is the second two words are poor protoplasm. We have poor protoplasm, and we're living in a different time, and we can't do that to ourselves anymore. And we all know that. It's like the fool who eats barbecued foods 7 nights a week and gets stomach cancer and says, I don't know why Harry got stomach cancer. For the last 30 years, he was eating, you know, benzoapyrenes on his hamburger or his steak every night, didn't know nothing about it. How could he not know anything about it? What, he didn't learn that? So we do know there's a direct relationship between what we eat, what we don't eat, and longevity, along with our, inheritance, meaning our physical inheritance. And there we are in the year 2013. If you'd like to call the show, the phone number is 85. Did I tell you Teddy almost became a father last week? We almost bred him. I started to tell that story on Friday, and I got distracted with the scare Whitey rallies that were coming up. And I didn't tell you the story. I'll tell you about Teddy almost becoming a father when I come back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I've got a less than extreme home makeover you can do in about 20 minutes by yourself. Listen to me. Interior decorators will tell you this. The fastest, most economical way to change the look of any room is by adding designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Easy. And with my buddies at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. With prices lower than those giant chain home improvement stores, you can do it now for so little money, you'll wish you'd done it months ago. Make your house look nice. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my place? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Need another reason? How about saving an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings right now? And as if giving you free color samples bundles, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states wasn't enough for you? They're also giving away $5,000. Get on the computer and go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Get on it. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Melanie Morgan here to tell you about LASIK with Dr. William Ellis. I know Dr. Ellis, and I've spent time at his facilities. In fact, I referred my sister to him. Dr. Ellis provides the highest quality LASIK care with the very best equipment available. He's Stanford trained and a LASIK pioneer. And the best part is that he's very affordable. Why not take action now and really enjoy your summer? Swim, play tennis, camp, do all the things that would enhance your daily activities without having to wear glasses or contacts. And now for a limited time, Dr. Ellis is performing high-definition wavefront LASIK at a $1,500 discount. That's right, $1,500 off the regular price. And excellent financing is available for all of their convenient Bay Area locations. This is a limited offer, so call 888-657-1166. That's 888-657-1166. Put yourself in the experienced and caring hands of Dr. Ellis. Call now, 888-657-1166.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778-326.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll check your pulse on a ticked off Tuesday. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
I'm writers and critics who prophesize with your pen. And keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing.
Still
makes the hair on my head stand up. You know, every long period of time, someone comes along, they transcend everyone else. He's one of them. What he did in music, I did in talk radio. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. No, I don't need you to agree on it. I know it. I'm in the league of an artist. I brought art to this form. There are others who are very good as talkers, and they do a fine job, but they're not artists, as I am. And that's where I take my, derive my pleasure and my pride in my work. Right now, my work is my radio show. And people say, you know, it's summertime, it's July, everyone's off, no one's around. Most of America's on drugs. They're numb. They're doped up. They don't know what, they don't care about anything. There's an apathy level in America today that I must tell you is approaching an epidemic of nightmarish proportions. So you say, well, why do you work so hard at what you do? Why do you prepare all day long from 6? I was up at 6 today. I'm not looking for a halo or a reward. I get up early, and I start with the show, what I want to do. Actually, I was working on it all weekend because it's a part of my life. It's not a show. It's a part, an extension of my life. My life is my show. My show is my life. So I say, well, why don't you do less of a show in the summer? Why don't you just let the callers do the show? Why don't you perform every night as though it's, you know, Albert Hall and there's a full house and you're in a tuxedo and you have to put on a performance like that? You'll burn yourself out. And I say, au contraire, my dear. The fact of the matter is, if I'm going to get up and perform, I'm going to give it my all. Otherwise, I can't do it. She said, well, others do. They just, you know, go on with the script every day, the same thing. Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat bad, Republican good, on and on, and on, whatever the act is. So good luck to them. It's, you know, it's a long day part to fill up. I have to try to create an operetta every day out of a laundry list. I have no, think about it. I have to take a laundry list of news stories. That's like a laundry list. And I have to turn it into an operetta every day. But I'm good at it. And that's why I say that this is why I was born for this. I haven't even gotten to the news yet. I mean, the morons in Congress are about to send weapons to the terrorists in Syria. I swear to God, I think they just got ready for it. I don't know who's behind them. I actually do. I'm afraid to say it because I don't want my car to be taken over by a high-flying satellite at 4 in the morning. I'm pretty much, I know who's driving Levin and that psychotic McCain. If you pretty much follow the money, you can see the trail leads all the way back to, I'll stop right there because I can't go to the next step because they are being pulled by, there's definitely a sovereign nation that's pushing McCain and Levin. And that's as far as I'm going to go right now because I see, if I drove the XKE, which is a 1970, it has no electronic components in it. It has wires that are so terrible, it's unbelievable. They have a Lucas wiring in there. You put in a switch, the other switch goes out. You turn the left signal on, the interior light goes. No, I'm just joking. I'm making it worse than this. I actually love the car. Drives great. But it has no computer chips in it. So if I go out in the car, they can't take it over with a satellite and drive it into a wall, for example. Like that. On the other hand, when I drive Wilhelm, oh, my God, now I'm afraid of Wilhelm. It's like Frankenstein on four wheels. If I take Wilhelm out and I go in the wrong road, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, Wilhelm, why are you going toward the tree right now, Wilhelm? I have to talk to it. I didn't tell you about Teddy. Let me take a call. WABC, John, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hello. Hello, Michael. How are you?
What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say you're a great, great guy, and I'm recently arrived in America, and I've been listening to you every night, during the week. I'm ringing up regarding, I suppose, the monarchy. You were talking about the monarchy there a minute ago.
Yeah, you're an Irishman. How do you feel about the British monarchy?
I like the Queen. The Queen Mother's very nice, and I think, though, they spend a lot of money.
You're very polite. The Irish people are very polite. My mother loved the Queen. She was born in Canada, and I was steeped on the English teacup. And she had great respect for the royal family. To me, they were like King Farouk with a better accent.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. We start with traffic, a SIG alert in Los Gatos, southbound 17 at Highway 9, overturned van right lane is blocked. Traffic backed up to Camden Avenue. Getting word that right lane is going to be blocked until at least another 20 minutes or so. So look for some constant delays or continued delays heading for the Santa Cruz Mountains. Westbound 4 Railroad Avenue, garbage can rolling around the two left lanes there. Eastbound 24 at the Caldecott Tunnel, stalled car in a right lane looks like. And eastbound 84 at Thornton have some tire tread. Left lane is blocked there. Road work going into effect. Eastbound 80 Dixon Avenue. Look for some delays as you head towards Sacramento. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Twitter user @Janae_Boyles tweeted, "I hate my car with a passion. Hashtag untrustworthy." Janae, good thing it's the Honda Summer Clearance Event. We've got great deals on the Accord, which has been on Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 27 times. That means you can focus that passionate hatred on other things, like sunburns and broccoli.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
Car and Driver, January 2013. See dealer for financing details.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Escape the talking points and join me, Michael Savage, inside the Savage Nation right here, weeknights at 6, on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now, more than ever, Sean Hannity.
There's a lot of people that want to be talk radio hosts that don't want to work as many hours as I do, trust me.
On the only conservative station in the Bay Area.
They think they could just show up at Showtime and come on the air and they could do a show. And that it's all going to come flowing out of them. Let's go to the calls.
Oh, there's no calls? Oh.
Interesting.
Weekdays from noon till 3.
Well, what's the number? It's right there in front of you, you idiot.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll check your pulse on a ticked off Tuesday. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
breathing a sigh of relief that the Obama Sharpton movie called Scare Whitey flopped at the box office. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. You know, it's actually very good news when you think about it. It's like, ooh, we got 100 cities. Burn, baby, burn. Ooh, we got millions of supporters. Ooh, a couple of thousand people show up around the country. It's all they can muster. It's over. That whole thing is over. Unbelievable. And here's Obama's ratings are in the toilet. Even McClatchy News Services, which is certainly not a right-wing organization. Obama's job approval plunges. The plummeting numbers, blah, 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 came after weeks of rising gasoline prices, revelations about domestic spying, and turmoil in the Middle East. The disappointing results come as the White House this week looks to turn the national conversation back to the economy. Obama will deliver the first of a series of speeches Wednesday aimed at offering his vision for boosting economic growth. How could this man have a vision for boosting economic growth? This man's only vision is to turn America into Detroit, a smoldering ruin. What does he know about building a business? He's never produced a product or a service anyone ever needed. This is the problem with putting lawyers into the White House. Not only that, but academic lawyers, not only that, but communist academic lawyers in the White House. This man has a vision for an economy? Are you joking? What we need in the White House, I think it should be limited to businessmen who built a business on their own, or a scientist who's discovered something, or a doctor who's healed somebody. That's what we have to put in the White House, not these deadbeats. What are we electing people who've done nothing with their whole lives except run for office? Aimed at offering his vision for boosting economic growth, even as the new poll found that just 37% of the respondents approved of his handling of the economy. Please, why don't we respond? You have to go to the bottom. I'm a trained epidemiologist, so let's go to the bottom and see how many people were polled and who. What poll? They don't even show you how many people they polled? Would they poll Al Sharpton's crowds outside the White House? Are you joking? If the election were held today, there is such buyer's remorse about this clown. He couldn't get reelected today if he tried. The problem is there's no one on the other side. Zero. Foreign policy is also taking a political toll. This month, Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, that's the head of the terrorist group, the Muslim Brotherhood, was thrown out. And Syria remained a bloody battle. You think the average person knows this? By a 48-41% margin, people disapproved of how the president is handling foreign policy. Where's the... I'm looking for the actual survey. Who do they look into? According to a new McClatchy Marxist poll? Oh, Marist poll. What do you mean Marist poll? McClatchy Marxist poll. Never mind McClatchy. Marist poll. I love these polls. Oh, here it is. Source. McClatchy Marxist poll of 980 registered voters, July 15, 18, and a margin of error plus or minus. Yeah, margin of error plus or minus 100%. That's how I look at polls. Margin of error plus or minus 100 percentage points. You know what polls are with graphs? They're stories. They're fiction. It's like fiction for adults. So he's going to give another speech now from the traveler-in-chief. The peripatetic president. Look up the word. It's a great word. I'm sorry for throwing out a PhD word. Excuse me. I can't be the longshoreman 100 hours in a row. The peripatetic president on your dime. Let's see. Let's see. The wife and girls and I went to Africa. That was 100 mil. Let's see. We're going to go to Provincetown. What's it? Where are they going? Martha's Vineyard. With the poor people. The poor people of Paris are going to be there. He's going to hang with the poor people of Martha's Vineyard. I have nothing against people who make money. Nothing at all, by the way. If it's made honestly, God bless them. At the end of the day, I'm an American. But here we are. Here we are, royal baby. And this is going to go on now for weeks. Let's take some calls because I've talked too much. Do you care about the royal baby? There's something about it. It's like chalk on a blackboard to me, royal baby. You mean he's better than you and I? What makes him better than you and I? What makes him better than Mrs. Jones' baby who just gave birth? What makes him better than a little baby born in Philadelphia? Why? Why is he better? I thought we live in a land of the free and the home of the brave where there's equal opportunity. And yet the same Marxists in the media who tell us that there should be equality in America, equal opportunity, which of course there is, They don't mean equal opportunity. They want equal outcome. That's what they really want, which is absolute Marxism. So they want equal outcome, except when it comes to the royal family, they trip over themselves to get online to talk about the monarchy. It's unbelievable to me. I'm not going to go on and on with it. It's enough already. But you know that it's going to go on and on worse than the Zimmerman case. They have nothing to latch on to now. The Zimmerman case is over, and now they have nothing to cover. Nothing. They have nothing to cover. So now it's going to be the royal baby now for about, let's say, July 22nd. This will go on till August 1st. Then they're going to have to find an earthquake somewhere in China to tell you to be worried about, or a tsunami in Japan they're praying for. Something, some summer storm that they can tie into global warming. I know how the media works, that's all. Okay, Drew on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Definitely the roaring 20s up to, you know, right before the stock market crash. Jazz.
Oh, you're talking about where you would like to have lived and when.
Definitely, and that jazz is uniquely American art, because you were talking...
Well, you would like to live what, in the Irving Berlin era, the flapper era?
Like Count Basie and when the first African-Americans invented jazz and the flappers, and it seemed like that was like a pre-civil rights when the races were mixing and Harlem was the happening place, and we didn't have the debased, like, hip-hop.
That's right. The 60s destroyed the races' harmony. Because in the 1950s, I went to I forget the theater in Harlem. After all, I'm a white kid, a little white kid with little white kid friends, went up to a rock and roll, Alan Freed's rock and roll event in the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Half the theater was black, half the theater was white. Nobody stabbed each other. No one shot each other. Everyone screamed for the rock and roll. How did that happen? That's before the civil rights activists came along and told us to hate each other in the name of love.
Nobody had
stop
to...
it! Stop in the name of hate. Maybe they ought to produce a new song for Al called "Stop in the Name of Hate." That might be a big hit today. But that's your favorite era, huh? The 1920s.
Yeah, it just seems like it was a freedom where people could express themselves, but it wasn't debased with the homemade pornography and, you know, the tattoos and the pants hanging off your ass and the F word.
Yeah, it was a wonderful time. People were being murdered in the streets with machine guns during Prohibition when the gangsters took over the liquor industry. The Volstead Act was the greatest thing in the world for organized crime. You know that.
I know. It seems like it would be fun, though, to go to a speakeasy, you know, that it was happening.
Yeah, you go to a speakeasy today. They can go to they have marijuana clinics here in California where you allegedly say you need marijuana for medical reasons. Look, if the idiots want to be potheads and make themselves stupid than they already are, what they should do is have the state sell it and tax it. That, by the way, you want to get into that subject? That's my opinion. Let the state sell it and tax it and call it quits already. There's rubbish with medical marijuana. I never saw such a scam in my life. Take all of the private people out of the marijuana trade and let the government sell it and tax it to death. And let the morons make themselves dopier than they are. By the way, you want to look at environmental damage? Something that the schmucks in the media won't tell you about. All of the great green writers for their local San Francisco newspapers. Northern California's forests are being decimated by pot growers. The salmon are being killed with toxic chemicals. The streams are being poisoned by marijuana runoff. The forests are being decimated. You have no idea what kind of environmental damage has been done to this state by marijuana farmers. And yet, the liberal media rarely talks about the devastation in California's forests from this horrendous scourge. And that's why I say if you're going to get into this and enough idiots want to get stoned to make themselves stupid than they already are and impair themselves, then the state ought to grow the stuff and the state ought to sell the stuff and the state ought to tax the stuff. And that will be the end of it. There are still states in America where there are state-owned liquor stores. Do you know that? A holdover from Prohibition. I remember when I was a kid, I would go to Vermont. You had to buy, like, liquor in a state liquor store. I couldn't understand that. I'd say to my parents, why do they sell them in a state store? Why can't you buy a beer anywhere else? There was no real reason for it. It's just the state did it, that's all. Why can't they do it with marijuana? If the schmucks want to get stoned to be idiots, let them get stoned to be idiots. What do I care? They want to impair themselves and keep themselves back in life? Good. Good luck to them. So the kids who don't get stoned will move ahead of them and turn them into slaves. That's all. They'll be enslaved by their own drugs. What do I care? At this point, you know what I mean? I'm almost Ayn Rand about it. You want to be a moron and destroy yourself? You want to kill your lungs? You want to raise your cancer risk? Go ahead. Be my guest. Make your day. So we can move on now. You know, this is beautiful. I got to tell you what's beautiful. When I first started this late night show, it's an early night show on the West Coast, late night on the East Coast. When I first started it last winter, it was the hardest thing I ever did in my whole life. Remember, I was on earlier for, what, 15 years? 16 years? I have no idea. It's like I'll be 20 years marching. Blah, blah, blah. I was 18, 19 years on the radio in an earlier time slot. Now I start 3 hours later. You have no idea how hard it is to adjust your life. I'm giving you a tiny peek behind the scenes. You think this was an easy adjustment? My entire mind, my body was set for that time slot. So I took this time slot because I wanted the last word in talk radio, which I have, because a lot of the great news breaks later in the day. It was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. I began in the winter, in November of last year, and I remember that at this time, every night, when I first began, November, December, January, whatever, there were no calls at this time. It was dead. I used to have to go to newspapers. Do you know that right now my board is completely sold out on my Telos screen? Every light is lit. It's like a pinball machine on tilt. So I'm happy. In other words, my work has paid off because my audience has grown exponentially as the show has caught on and people know where to find me. They're tuning out of Fox News. They turned out of the wonderful show that they used to have there to watch. The Hey Abbott show is collapsing. And I don't wish him any harm. He's not a bad guy. I actually like the guy in a way. He's done very, very well for a man of his stature. And the thing is, the audience is here, and I don't have to read newspapers now. It's beautiful. The callers make a show. At the end of the day, a talk radio show is really not only about the host, it's about the callers when you think about it. And here you are. The board's jammed up. How did that happen? It's already July 22nd. The summer's half over, and I've gone nowhere. I've had no vacation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sean Hannity.
In spite of all the insanity, all the darkness, evil, and madness, we will prevail.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Deeply disturbed by reports that Bashar Assad may have weaponized some of his stores of chemical and biological agents.
Oh, there he goes.
Prepared them for use in aerial bombs.
Warmonger.
These reports also suggest that Assad's forces are awaiting orders to use these weapons.
Liar.
If true, these reports may mean that the United States and our allies are facing the prospect of an imminent use of weapons of mass destruction in Syria.
Yeah,
and this may be the last warning we get.
Right, right. WMDs, therefore, send Americans over there at $1 billion a month. Send our planes over to bomb the troops of Assad. Unbelievable. Have we learned nothing from Iraq, from Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan? What the hell, is he crazy? Does anyone believe a word that these people say? It's amazing to me. Here's an interesting story instead of this guy. What a shame he is. You know, he's probably a decent man. But, I mean, I was on to who McCain was a long time ago in terms of his liberalism. We knew that. And it's a sad thing to see a man like him turned by his wife and daughter, because they've long been liberals. The daughter made a fool of herself. Remember, she had a brief splash in the media? Cindy McShane, whatever her McShane. She used to go on MSNBC and make a fool of herself. Oh, McCain's daughter's really... Where is she today? What happened to her? Where'd she go? She didn't get a job on MSNBC? She became a nun? Where is she? Here's a more important story. Alan Turing, credited with ending World War II, did you hear this? To be given posthumous pardon. This is a great story. Who is he? The father of computer science, who played a key role in defeating the Nazis during World War II, is set to be posthumously pardoned of his gross indecency conviction, according to a new report. World War II hero Alan Turing is widely credited with hastening the fall of the Nazis. Why? because he cracked the German Enigma code, which allowed U-boats to securely communicate in the North Atlantic. This guy was a stone-cold genius. He didn't do it through affirmative action, but here was his problem. Turing, who was gay, you're going to not believe the rest of the sentence. Turing, who ended World War II by cracking the German Enigma code, was gay. He was convicted under anti-homosexuality legislation and sentenced to chemical castration. In 1954, Turing, age 41, was found dead of cyanide poisoning, a half-eaten apple sitting on his bedside table. What a loss of a life like this. A long-held urban legend about Turing claims the genius was obsessed by the poisoned apple in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves and may have killed himself in the same way to end the persecution he suffered as a result of being gay, according to the BBC. For years, the UK Parliament refused to pardon Turing or any of the other 49,000 gay men, including Oscar Wilde, convicted under the 1885 Criminal Law Amendment Act. Now, however, Turing is expected to be pardoned in October, nearly 50 years after his death, according to The Guardian. That's an amazing story. It's not just about him being gay. This is about him being a stone-cold genius, leagues ahead of everyone else. Cracking the Nazi Enigma Code? I mean, the Germans were the smartest people on Earth in World War II. And they were so far ahead of this country technologically, it's frightening when you think about it. When you look at the fact that they built the first jet, the ME-232, was it? Whichever the number is, the designation. Remember how it shocked the American Mustang pilots, if you're a student of that period? The tanks that they produced compared to our Ronson lighters, they could fire before our tanks could even load a shell. They were blown up by the German Panzers and Tiger tanks. Technologically, they were far ahead of us. How did they lose the war? Well, there's a whole story on this. I don't want to get distracted with the other theme. I'm drifting into another realm altogether. But you look at a genius like this. And what I'm saying to you is the Germans, as advanced as they were with the Enigma machines, which were almost impossible to decipher, broken the code by this man, Alan Turing, and the man was forced to be chemically castrated, and then he commits suicide from his anguish. This is a shocking, what a story this would be. This is a great movie. I don't think anyone would go to it, though. It's sort of like an HBO story where, that's about it. That's as far as it goes. I don't think it would play in the theaters. It's a great story, thematically, because it's tragic, it's true, based on real life in that sense. But I don't think it has enough, punch for the average drug addict in America. The average medicated American wouldn't find this intriguing enough to go to such a story. It would have to have sex in it, and then it would have to have murder. There'd have to be some kind of murder in the story. Somebody would have to be killed in scene one. Somebody would have to have sex in scene two in order for this to sell. So I don't think this will make it. Maybe the little screen. I saw the latest version of Ray Donovan last night. Again, I don't know what that guy's doing in a lead role. He's terrible. You know what I'm saying? The guy who plays the father in Ray Donovan, the series, who I really think is amazing. I forget their names, though. I don't remember their names. Who was the conservative who plays the father in Ray Donovan? You know who I'm talking about. Neil, help me out on this one. Like, do something at the moment. Look up his name. The actor in Hollywood who is a conservative who plays the father, he steals the show every time. The mother is great. Yeah, thank you. That was about a 90 second. John Voight steals the show in the TV series Ray Donovan. But the guy who plays the lead, what's his name, Neil? I forget his name. Look it up. Who? Liev Schreiber. I bashed him last week. Liev Schreiber plays a tough guy in Hollywood. He is so miscast in the role. Every show, they show him puffed up walking with his arm. You know guys who walk with their arms out with their lats? You know that they're punks. Any guy who does that, you can blow him over with a leaf. Give me a 135-pound Irishman. It can knock him out with one blow. I've seen it my whole life. The guys who walk with their arms out, like stressed to show their muscles, usually they're not tough guys. Tough guys don't look like that. So who do they think they're fooling with this series? He destroys the show every time Liev Schreiber appears. It's like an ug factor. Like, oh God, please get him off the screen. The children in the movie or in the show are better. The wife is better. Oh, the Hollywood guys, the mousy rat like guys who are evil, they're portrayed perfectly. The scenes on Mulholland Boulevard, I love up in the Beverly Glen area. I recognize all those scenes. I like LA. I'm going to go there this weekend. I haven't been there in a long while. I'll give you a report from Hollywood next weekend when I come back. We'll be right back.
America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, tonight on The Savage Nation for Monday, July 22nd, 2013, we're talking about the race hustlers and their riots over the weekend that never panned out because, you know, it was a sequel to a sequel to a sequel of the 60s, and the Scare Whitey rallies that were being organized in 100 cities panned out to be nothing. Why? Because the Uncle Malcolms, as I call them, have no following whatsoever. Tonight I coined the phrase Uncle Malcolms, where I say we've gone from Uncle Tom to Uncle Malcolm in one generation. What do I mean by that? Well, let me explain it. I'm trying to explain why the Obama-Sharpton rallies over the weekend were a gigantic failure. I said it's because this new generation of young blacks despise these old men who made their living stirring up racial hatred. They see them as stuck in the 60s, and they want to get ahead in America and want nothing to do with the hijacksons and race hustlers. I said we've gone from these left-wing activists who've conned their way into the machine by declaring all blacks who don't follow their radicalism as Uncle Toms to today, where the very same race hustlers are now seen as Uncle Malcolms by the young. Okay, also on MichaelSavage.com today is McCain wanting war in Syria. This crazy old warmonger wants an air war that would cost, did you hear the estimate? It came out on today's show that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dempsey, who I now respect all over again, is trying to tell the idiots in Congress, like McCain and Levin, who want war. A no-fly zone in Syria would cost $500 million initially and as much as $1 billion a month to maintain. You hear this? Unbelievable to me. Meanwhile, HUD has launched a scheme to racially diversify the suburbs. Did you hear this? Now even zip codes are racist. And according to this race-obsessed administration under Obama, you're a racist for living in a suburban area with little public housing, and it plans to change that. In what may be the most ambitious social engineering project undertaken by the federal government, the administration is mapping every neighborhood in America by race. Why? They want to loosen zoning laws and build more public housing, bringing in more inner-city minorities to ruin the neighborhood. They say to create better opportunities for housing and education. Ask those who live in projects what it really brings. It's unbelievable. It's forced racial integration. You've heard of forced busing. This will be forced housing under this communist administration. Also on MichaelSavage.com, there's a new leader for Al Jazeera America, the enemy of freedom. And who is it? Where did they choose the new head from? They went to ABC News. They got a senior vice president, Kate O'Brien, to be the president. Kate O'Brien is a 30-year veteran of ABC. She's overseen all news gathering for the network news division since 2007. She will now be doing the same for Al Jazeera. I guess there's not much of a big jump there. The phone number is 855-407-282. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. We have a royal baby. Oh, ho, hum. To me, it's just another baby. I wish it well, as I wish all babies well. You see, I wish all babies live happily ever after. Why is this baby different than all other babies? Why in the world is there still a queen and king in England in the year 2013? It's not 1513. It's not 1713. How in the world can this monarchy go on with any degree of reality? How in the world do the English put up with this? Why is Buckingham Palace not turned into a housing project, for example, for all of the Muslims who are suffering in regions of Londonistan? I mean, after all, the prince is very sensitive to the Muslims of England, and he says that they're oppressed, and they're an oppressed minority who have grievances. And therefore, I think he should turn Buckingham Palace into a housing complex for asylees, let's say, from the Middle East. Let him bring in 10,000 asylees who can bring their brand of democracy to England. Why do you agree with me that the monarchy is passé and it's time for them to move on? Where did they get all that property from? You know, we have inheritance taxes in America that approach criminal levels, as you well know. You work all your life, you build a farm, and you want to turn it over to your children. Well, the communist government in America takes 50% of your lifetime savings, which you've already paid taxes on, incidentally. Listen to what I just said to you. Those of you who don't even understand what I'm talking about. Let's say you build a business worth $1 million, and you want to give it to your children. This is after-tax money. It's net value of $1 million after you've paid taxes all your life. the criminal government that sends the president to Africa on a $100 million junket, and now he's on the way to Martha's Vineyard to drink some gin with his friends. On the way to Martha's Vineyard, they take that $1 million and they tell you you owe them $500,000 if you give your children the $1 million. If that's not communism, I'd like to know what is. I suppose communism would be give us the $1 million and then you'll give us the salami that's left in the bottom of the refrigerator. Is that coming tomorrow? But in England, they don't have such a thing. At least the royal family doesn't have an inheritance tax. And I ask very rationally. I mean, I love the royal family. They're wonderful people, I suppose. They're different than you and I. They have all the trappings of royalty, which is a takeoff, as you well know, on a very famous writer from the 1930s who said the rich are different than you and I. They have money. I would say the royals are different from you and I. They have royalty. That's about it. But the thing is, why don't they pay an inheritance tax? If they paid an inheritance tax on their inherited wealth from one generation to the next, one of them might have to go to work one of these days. Instead of the goofball, Prince Charles with the ears, spent his whole life talking about green and this and green things and painting. He did nothing with his life. The man has never made a pair of shoes. The man has never planted a head of corn. The man's given nothing to the world. Dresses nicely, nice suits. But what do they do? Why are they entitled to this? Listen to the word, entitled. Well, anyway, that's just one question. You don't know this. I was once a children's writer. I wrote under a pseudonym, which I will never tell you, but you may have even read some of the stories. And I have a whole series, and I may start writing fables like a Hans Christian Savage under another name because I can't take this world anymore. I actually can't take it. I'm in such psychic pain. And I refuse to take medication. I refuse to turn myself over to the government medical complex. You see, most of you don't understand that when you go to a doctor, you're turning yourself over to the government medical complex, and they're doping you up. Oh, yes, they call it a medicine. They call it a prescription medicine. They're putting you on a government drug so that you can become just another sheeple. I find that no matter how down I go, I'll come bouncing back if I just run with it. And I create out of it. I've always created out of my downs. And I'm down because of Obama. I'm down because of the fact that we have a single single-party system, a one-party system like in most dictatorships, and we have no media whatsoever as an opposition. It's very despairing. I wouldn't say depressing. Despairing is a better word because depression is a clinical term and it's overused. I would say despairing is a better term and it's hopeful. Despairing is a far better term for you to use. In fact, it may help you heal yourself if you say, I'm despairing over Obama and what he's doing to this country. Because then when you say, I'm despairing, immediately you understand that there's a road back from that. Whereas depression is a permanent state of mind that can only be treated by the government medical establishment. But anyway, I don't want to go into that right now. So I go into fantasy, and I create children's stories, or I write songs. And over the weekend, I wrote a children's story, which I'm not going to read on the air. I'm going to save it and publish it as an e-book at a very low price because I like children to read it. It's so beautiful. It'll be a few bucks on my website. I'm not looking to become a rich man over a children's story. I just want to put out some good vibes. But then I think about, well, where would I really like to be living? What am I complaining about? I mean, I have plenty of food. I have enough money. I don't need the money. I don't need the food. Thank God I'm still healthy. I don't take any prescription drugs. I got my complaints, but where would I really, in my mind, imaginary, where would I live? I said, okay, I told you. It's the can-can time, the Toulouse-Lautrec scene. I don't want to drink absinthe, but I've always loved the art of that period. I've always been attracted to the, perhaps it's because I grew up cleaning the bronzes from that period. Yeah, I mean, that may be it, actually. Maybe I was fixated by the French artwork of that time. It could be. Maybe that's where I was formed in the basement on Ludlow Street. Wherever I go, if I run into someone and I'm talking, you know what they say to me? Like an older guy comes up to me. Oh, you're Michael Savage, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, how you doing? They say dead man's pants. They love that story. They remember that story more than any. For some reason, men who've worked and built something in their life, they love dead man's pants. Isn't that interesting? But I don't want to live in dead man's pants. I don't want to be put into dead man's pants by Obama, who would like to take away everyone's pants and put you all in used clothing, as far as I'm concerned, so he can fly around with his cronies on Air Force 1, 2, 3 through infinity. It's sickening. So I go back in my mind to the French period, 1880, 1890, you know, before World War One. It was a relatively beautiful period of in France. And I imagined myself in Montmartre. God forbid I don't want to be there now. God, I mean, if I want to go to Montmartre, I go to North Beach in San Francisco and see the strippers and the barkers in the doorway. I mean, God bless them all. They don't bother me. But what's in Montmartre that I can't get here in San Francisco? Nothing, which is why I live here. If I want to go to Paris, I go to San Francisco. If I want to go to Italy, I go to North Beach, San Francisco. If I want to go to China, I go to Chinatown in San Francisco. If I want to go to Japan, I go have Japanese food in Japantown in San Francisco. If I want to go to Korea, I go to Koreatown. What do I need to go anywhere anymore? So I go where I want to go in my own mind. And I say to myself, does anyone do this anymore? Does anyone drift off sometimes and imagine living in another time as another person? And I'll be right back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products, like Walker's Shortbread. Walker's Shortbread has been family-owned since the late 1800s. They're committed to baking the very best quality shortbread and cookies using the freshest, finest, all-natural ingredients. They're known worldwide for their superior quality and authentic butter taste. And they're easy to find with their distinctive tartan packaging. Walker Shortbread are great for family gatherings, summer parties, and hostess gifts. Always consistent and always delicious. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Drager's, Knob Hill, Rayleigh's, and Bel Air Markets. Recipes will be judged by Ramekin's Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age. Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Well, the fiscal cliff is really old news, but the bottom line is that for you and me, hey, we're going to see more money coming out of our pockets to pay for all this stuff. I'm Brian Sussman, and I'm concerned about my financial planning. I want a good game plan. How about you? One guy who can help is Pat Vitucci. A local independent financial advisor, whatever your tax bracket is, you can expect more taxes out of your pocket. And as the new economic policies play out, hey, What's your best move for financial planning and retirement? Pat Vitucci, 15 offices around the Bay Area. We've done many seminars together. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Coming up on the next morning show, we'll check your pulse on a ticked off Tuesday. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 right here on KSFO.
I wish him well, Greg. Wonderful. Another person is born. Another person is born. What do they think we are, serfs? I don't give a damn. How's that? I don't give a damn about a king. I mean, the whole country was built, this entire nation was built to oppose aristocracy. And take a look at what this country is becoming. Well, you think a degenerate movie star is an aristocrat. You hear this? A degenerate movie star is considered royalty in this country. A fake man and a fake woman together on a red carpet. That's held up as royalty. A wife who's a beard for the actor. And the husband's a beard for the wife. They're royalty in America. Like, the whole world is upside down. It's a madhouse. The whole thing's a madhouse. In New York, seen one of the largest rallies from the hustlers over the weekend. There were only a couple of thousand so-called protesters. In Los Angeles, The Scare Whitey rally only got 500 people. In Chicago, only about 500 people converged. In Oakland, a crowd of 150 radicals demonstrated. In San Francisco, only 100 of them came out in front of the federal building. Where were the 100 cities in the Scare Whitey rally? What happened? It's very straightforward to me. The young blacks who are educated and want to get ahead in society look upon these relics as what they are, just relics. Relics of the 60s that can't let it go. They're sick of the H-Rap Brown rhetoric. They don't believe a word of it. They know that if they work hard, they can get ahead in this country, and they want nothing to do with these silk-suited con men, in plain English. That's what I see. That's one man's opinion. And that's it. And here I am living in this horrible time in America, where the lowest form of human life, the lowest forms of human life are now elevated by this illegitimate media to some status that no one even understands why. They're trying to bring about, what, a communist revolution so we can all fight over a salami, a single salami with a line around the block? You want to go to the butcher store and see a single salami hanging in the window? Well, go to Detroit. There isn't even a salami hanging in the window. There's no window and no salami. But that's where Obama wants to lead us, to a nation that looks like Detroit, burnt out. Burnt out through liberalism, through insanity. And look who he has in the White House advising him. And so I go to this time, and I was going to ask my audience, where would you like to live? My favorite time in human history, I would think, would be France between the wars, after the great stock collapse of the 1870s, before World War II, gas lamps. And I'm asking you to join me in this madness instead of talking Dem Repub. And I'm going to tell you why the Sharpton Obama movie Scare Whitey failed over the weekend in a minute. And then I'm going to explain how we've gone from Uncle Tom to Uncle Malcolm in one generation. You see, well, it's up on michaelsavage.com, and it's not meant to shock you. It's actually just an intellectual analysis of what happened. And I'll read it to you. Tonight, Savage coins the phrase Uncle Malcolm, says we've gone from Uncle Tom to Uncle Malcolm in one generation. In explaining why the Obama-Sharpton rallies were a gigantic failure, Savage said, it's because this new generation of young blacks despise the old men who make their livelihood stirring up racial hatred. They see them as stuck in the 60s. They want to get ahead in America and want nothing to do with the hijacksons and race hustlers. Savage believes we've gone from these left-wing activists who've conned their way into the machine by declaring all blacks that don't follow their radicalism are Uncle Toms to today where the very same race hustlers are seen by the young blacks as nothing more than Uncle Malcolms. Tell me what you think of that. And then we'll go on to the royal baby. I'm giving you three or four topics at once in order to take you out of your brain dead status. America seems to be at a point of no return. I've never seen such apathy in my entire life. Is everyone drugged? Is there anyone out there not on medication of some kind? Will you please belch? Will someone in the audience please show a sign of life? I've never seen anything like this. Wherever you turn, the only people seem to be alive are the radical Muslims and the radical activists. They have an animus in them that is driven by a hatred. Their hatred drives them. They're driven only by hatred. And the rest of the country is asleep at the switch. The check pants Republicans have won. They've put the entire white race to sleep. And sleep they do, dozing off. Dozing off as their nation is gobbled up right under their feet, the nation they inherited from their fathers and grandfathers and their ancestors, gobbled up under their feet because they're not willing to stand up and even state why it's worth keeping. Instead, they let the left wing drivel on, drone on and on with their drivel, coming out of the illegitimate academia of today, putting down the greatest country on earth. And so I say, where would you like to live it and what time? And it leads me back to the big political question, the Scare Whitey rally over the weekend. Remember, ooh, they're going to be in 100 cities. Ooh, burn, baby, burn. Bring it all down, man. There were 12 people here and 30 people there, 150 people there and 300 there. Ooh. Remember, there was a famous conservative on the radio who had 800,000 people in Washington, D.C. The media tried to make it into 15,000 people. Don't tell me that the people are following these clowns. No one believes a word they say. They're hyped by the idiots in the media. The fact of the matter is America is extremely conservative and extremely conservative. And God knows if there ever was an election today, a legitimate one, not counted in Spain by socialist computers, there would be a sweep of conservatives if there were any.
Savage. Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. California Attorney General Kamala Harris today urged the California Supreme Court to turn down the latest bid to stop same-sex marriages in the state. Harris argued that the panel should deny the request by San Diego County Clerk Ernest Dronenberg to stop clerks issuing same-sex marriage licenses. Harris says Dronenberg has no likelihood of winning his claim that Proposition 8 is still valid in most of the state. Google now makes up 25% of all consumer internet traffic in America, bigger than Facebook, Netflix, and Instagram combined. It has been a huge boom for Google, which only had 6% of the internet traffic in 2010. Taking a look at the roadways, have a stall, Upper Deck Bay Bridge, S-curve, right lane blocked there, and looks like Marsh Road, the on-ramp to southbound 101 may have a stall there as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
For over 60,000 California foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm going to need or how I'm going to get it.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any Sleep Train and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Now, I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right. Bring your gift of school supplies to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com. Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Sequester, the fiscal cliff, remember those? The economic policies are what they are, folks. The big question is, how will these policies affect you and me going forward? I'm Brian Sussman. Bottom line, 2013 is going to cost us all money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments are you making to your portfolio? What's your game plan? One guy who could help is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor, 15 offices in the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy. He's been in the biz for over 30 years and has a reputation for doing what's best for you. Call him anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation at an office in your area, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
With most of the dead eyes of the media watching more Zimmerman fallout or the so-called royal birth, I'm against, by the way, the monarchy. I think it should be dissolved. I could care less. To me, it's just another baby. Joining us to talk about the real important stories is Lisa Benson. Who is Lisa? She's a national security commentator on matters of counterterrorism and border security. She has a 30-year career in pro-Israel fundraising and pro-Israel initiatives. After 9/11, she was called upon to work solely in the U.S. counterintelligence sector to raise money and awareness on matters of national security. She's amassed a great deal of information as an activist in the anti-jihad movement and border security movements, and she now joins us on the Savage Nation to look at what she feels the media should be focusing on. Lisa Benson, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me again today.
Lisa, as a national security commentator, do you feel that the mainstream media gives enough attention to the real national security matters? I know they don't.
Yeah, Michael, that is a very good question. And I think, in my opinion, we have not seen enough coverage of the issues that are important to the safety and security of the American people. This is particularly true the last few months as the Zimmerman Trayvon Martin trial took center stage within the media and within the mind of the American people. An important conversation it was to have, but right now I say to the President of the United States, it is time to refocus. On Friday, I believe for the first time since President Obama took office, we heard the president address the press corps and speak as if he wasn't giving a stump speech. He spoke passionately about the Zimmerman verdict, and I don't fault him for that, although I believe we must be careful not to politicize the verdict. It is time for Americans to demand that the president give equal attention and investigation to those murdered in Benghazi. The grieving families of Ambassador Stevens, Glenn Doherty, Sean Smith, and Tyrone Woods deserve a select committee. Nearly a year later, many concerns and answers remain.
Lisa, in your opinion, what are the most serious threats to national security?
Well, the complex realities of the destabilization in the Middle East are foremost on the minds of national security analysts. From Syria to Gaza to Jordan to Egypt, the destabilization has a significant impact on American security and its closest ally, Israel. Of course, there is the issue of the Iranian nuclear proliferation, what will happen to Israel, whether Israel will take a first strike. It is my opinion that President Obama continues with his sideline diplomacy, thinking that he can engage in conversations with Iran and that will stop nuclear proliferation. It is just not true. As we heard from Benjamin Netanyahu last week, the Israelis are ready to take action against Iran. They are putting out a public relations campaign to get the world ready on what might be and might have to be an action taken by the Israeli military against Iran. In addition, the Obama administration falsely believes that Al-Qaeda has been weakened, and this is simply not true. It is reported in the Foundation for Defense for Democracy report, the Al-Qaeda network is more geographically diverse than ever. Al-Qaeda and its affiliates are fighting in more countries than at any other time before 9/11. It has several established affiliates, which it lacked on September 11, 2001. The ebb and flow of fighting changes the scope of Al-Qaeda's footprint on a regular basis, but the network has shown the capacity to challenge for territory across Africa, through the Middle East, and onto Central and South Asia. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda's general command maintains safe havens in the Kunar and Nuristan provinces of Afghanistan today. It is true that Al-Qaeda's affiliates allocate most of their resources to raging guerrilla warfare against their local enemies. But if we have learned anything since 9/11, it is that the gains made by Al-Qaeda over there can easily lead to the threat against Americans over here.
Well, is this threat being taken seriously by this administration?
No. The domestic and foreign security policy of the Obama administration seems to be a policy of muddled diplomacy, muddled appeasement, weakened policy. We are seen as a weakened nation around the world. While other nations are seen gaining strength, such as China and Russia, the United States seems to always be having a muddled policy. Michael, last week a photo of Abdul Rahman Ali Al-Hardy, a Saudi student who was named a person of interest in the Boston Marathon bombing attack, surfaced on Twitter. He attended the July 4th Independence Day celebration at the White House. Now, this is a very interesting story in that Ali Al-Hardy was the Saudi student who had a student visa to attend university in Ohio, but the day of the Boston bombing, he was in Boston and not in Ohio. He was subsequently arrested, and he was considered a person of interest. He was also under watch by the National Homeland Security Terrorist Watch List. He was actually on a no-fly list. After the Boston bombing, where he was arrested as a person of interest, it appears that President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry met with Saudi officials. It is a very suspect that this Saudi national was taken off the terrorist watch list and ended up at the July 4th celebration at the White House with the Obamas.
Look, living as you do in Arizona, you see the illegal immigration problem straight up close. What do you see happening there right now?
Well, first and foremost, Michael, we have a border that remains porous. We know from our ranchers in southern Arizona that there are those coming across the border that are just not Mexicans looking for work in the United States. Our ranchers report to us that they hear Arabic during the night. There is those ranchers who have come on to my program who have said that they have seen prayer rugs, that they do pick up Qurans. Most recently, as of last week, there is a confidential photo that is floating around the national security sector of us coming across the border and actually praying to the east at certain times of the day. And so the border security issue remains a very significant part of the immigration debate. No one here in Arizona is ready to relinquish an immigration bill without having strong border security enforcement in place. It is just not good for the Arizona, those of us who live in Phoenix and 180 miles away from the border. We are certainly seeing an increase in crime in Phoenix. Tucson, in particular, not only has an increase in crime, but it also has a very significant increase in terrorist cell activity and the connection of cells within Tucson. It's been an issue for many, many years. Now, do we know for sure that they are walking across the border? No, but we know that there is definitely analysts are monitoring the rise of the activity in Tucson and the connection between Hamas, Hezbollah, and certain mosques that are in Tucson. And so we continue to watch that. There cannot be a broad-scale immigration bill that doesn't come back and talk to the American people about the enforcement of the border. In addition, we also have seen a shift in the way that they are coming across the border. California has tightened up its border a little bit, and that they start to shift into Arizona. And where the places in Arizona where it's difficult to get through, they sort of move over and go into, try to get in through Texas. But still, we have surveillance, and there are private pilots that are taking drone photos, and we do have that. There's a meeting here in Arizona of some analysts, and I will be included in that, on how to handle the issue of border security. But the immigration debate, and tomorrow there is a subcommittee hearing on border and maritime security in Washington that will discuss the difference between the House and Senate approaches to border security. And I encourage the American people to keep steadfast on the issue of immigration and border security. It is by far the most clear and present danger that we have in this country and threat of those who would want to take harm to this nation to come through our border. It's easy. You just walk over, including the Chinese. A few months ago, we have picked out 32. We heard of 32 Chinese that are walking across the border. They're not coming here because they're looking for work. They're coming here because it's possible that they are criminals.
It seems the midstream media is tied up directly. Well, it's a spokes organization for Obama, in plain English. Don't you agree? I've written about it in Trickle Down Tyranny.
Yes, I do see that. It is very difficult for those of us in the national security sector who dissect this information every day to get it out to the American people. We are relegated to social media, blogging, and that puts and conservative talk radio, by the way. If we didn't have conservative talk radio, none of this information would get out. What I do, I do tell the American people is that to be careful about their sources. Sometimes you do get information that might be not 100% accurate. It's not vetted out correctly. But social media has become a very, very large part of the way we purvey information and compound the activism of the American people. We do not hear that. I mean, for whatever reason, Fox News, CNN, and certainly MSNBC believes that we are more interested in trials and royal births than we are in the safety and security of our children and our grandchildren. And it is up to us, the American people, to weigh through what we are seeing and hearing and perhaps close the television, turn on the radio, and stick more to the computer and stick more to those people that you trust and the sources that you trust to get accurate information and then take action accordingly. It is up to us, the American people, to educate those representatives in Washington that represent us who also also think that we may not be interested. Otherwise, they will go to Washington and do as they darn please and not listen to us.
Where can we read more, Lisa?
You can find me on www.nationalsecurityspeaker.com. And also weekly on KKNT 960 The Patriot, Sunday afternoons, there is the National Security Hour on matters that concern the United States safety and security and its closest ally, Israel. And I encourage the American people to not be distracted by the paparazzi culture of America. The Trayvon Martin case was a historical case. But now we have to get back to the business at hand and maintain the matters that are important to us and make sure as we go into the 2014 election cycle that our congressional delegates and the candidates know that we are interested in national security matters. 67% of the American people polling tells us are concerned about national security. Therefore, we must raise our voices, Michael. We must make our elected officials understand that these are the issues that are important to us. As moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas of America, we want the American people to raise their voices and the elected officials to know that we mean business on national security.
Lisa Benson, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much, Michael. God bless you and God bless America.
For those of you who want to read more, I suggest you buy a paperback copy of Trickle Down Tyranny by Michael Savage. I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-206-8951. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail.
That's 800-206-8951.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Do you think it's time for the monarchy to, honest to God, I'm serious about this. First of all, how do you think, what do you think of my phrase, Uncle Malcolm, that we've gone from Uncle Tom to Uncle Malcolm in one generation? And I believe that young black men in particular are so fed up with these con men that they're going to jump on this. They're going to call them Uncle Malcolms behind their back because they're all aping Malcolm X. They're using the energy of the revolutionary Malcolm X to cash in and make fortunes, which they've done. They've given not a dime to anybody else, as far as I can tell. Royal baby. Hey, royal baby. I personally wish the Queen well. I wish the entire royal family well. I only wish Prince Charles would take an honest job before he's too old to even try to work anymore. He's done nothing in his entire life. How could a man be born, do nothing his entire life, and be looked upon as somebody to be admired? How is that possible? Have they no work ethic? The royal family, like parasites sitting on a throne. You have to understand something. As I said to you, well, I don't know if you know this. I mean, if you know Dead Man's Pants, I grew up, whatever. My father was an immigrant from Russia. And he steeped me in anti-royalist philosophy because he hated the Romanovs were monsters. Of course, the communists that followed were no better. That's the problem. But nevertheless, the royal family of Russia were monsters. They treated everyone the way Obama would like to treat you, like serfs. You know, let them eat cake. So he taught me about the dangers of inherited wealth. He used to mock Prince Charles for having big ears. He said that's a product of inbreeding. That's where I first learned genetics was from my father, who taught me what inbreeding produces. And he said, take a look at this moron. You'll see he'll amount to nothing in his life. You could see by the ears he'll amount to nothing. I was raised by a realpolitik father who saw the world as it was with no rose-colored glasses. So I have to tell you, I have a bias. And I believe that it's shameful for a royal family to live that way in a world of today while lecturing us about equity and green this and green energy. It's such a garbage. They should give away their property. I'm not really serious when I say turn Buckingham Palace into a Muslim housing project, although maybe they would consider it since they have an orientation in that direction. At least the prince seems to have a weakness for Mecca. Perhaps he could turn Buckingham Palace into a welcoming station for the asylees. But they don't have to do that. They could just pay their fair share and, you know, spread the wealth around. They inherited it all. Did they actually build the wealth? How do you feel about the royal baby being born? Do you really give a damn? Okay, let's go to the callers. WABC Chris, go ahead, please.
Michael, I needed a good laugh tonight, and I got it when you were when that announcement, you played that announcement. All I could about the royal baby, all I can think about is Monty Python.
It's laughable. It seems like it's laughable. It's a parody of itself.
It's just a joke. But if you can indulge me, one quick point on the Sharpton and all this. My only comment about that is it's easier to blame than to take responsibility. The problems in the black community are systemic, from the breakdown of the family to the false leadership to the killing of the black men by black-on-black crime. And they blame instead of take responsibility. That's the real problem.
Well, take a look at Detroit, because that's what America will become like unless we throw the Democrats out. We don't have to look too far ahead to understand that Detroit is the model for America that Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Nancy Pelosi in particular would like to enact here in America.
Right.
And by the way, if you want to go a step further, there's a great article from the Daily Telegraph by Daniel Hannan. Statism is turning America into Detroit. Ayn Rand's Starnesville has come to life. And it says in Detroit, take a look at it, what isn't dumped is stolen. Factories and homes have largely been stripped of anything of value. So now thieves target cars' catalytic converters. Illiteracy in Detroit runs at around 47%. Half the adults in some areas are unemployed. In many neighborhoods, the only sign of activity is a slow trudge to the liquor store. Now have a look at the uncannily prophetic description of Starnesville, a Midwestern town in Ayn Rand's dystopia novel Atlas Shrugged. Starnesville had been home to the great 20th Century Motor Company, but declined as a result of socialism. A few houses still stood within the skeleton of what had once been an industrial town. Everything that could move had moved away, but some human beings had remained. The empty structures were vertical rubble. They had been eaten not by time but by men. Boards torn out at random, missing patches of roofs. Holes left in gutted cellars. It looked as if blind hands had seized whatever fitted the need of the moment, with no concept of remaining in existence the next morning. Beyond the town on a distant hill stood the factory of the 20th Century Motor Company. Its walls, roof lines, and smokestacks looked trim, impregnable, like a fortress. It would have seemed intact but for a silver water tank. The water tank was tipped sideways. They saw no trace of a road to the factory in the tangled miles of trees and hillsides. They drove to the door of the first house. The door was open. An old woman came shuffling. You get the picture. It's very good writing. In real-life Starnesville, like the fictional one, decayed slowly, then collapsed quickly. But here's the really extraordinary thing, he writes. When Ayn Rand published those words in 1957, Detroit was on most measures the city with the highest per capita GDP in the United States. What happened? What happened was liberalism. What happened was debt. What happened was handouts. What happened was the death of capitalism. Detroit could all too easily be a forerunner for the rest of the United States. And that's why the president, he writes, would rather talk about Trayvon Martin. If you want to see Obamanomics taken to its conclusion, look at Starnesville, look at Detroit, and tremble. That is the model that Nancy Pelosi and Obama have for America.
Savage.